This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at armorall.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
We have some big news out of Klarna, who is, of course, kind of the buy now, pay later, one of the big players in the tech space here. And they've announced a big move in relation to their AI assistant and essentially outsourcing their entire customer support team to ChatGPT and OpenAI. Now, when I say this, this doesn't mean that they're directly plugging this in. I'm going to go over all the numbers. So they've been using this for a while now, and they have some pretty insane money that they've saved, success metrics, all this stuff. I'll break it all down. But what I do want to say, just for those listening, like, this isn't literally getting plugged into ChatGPT. What they're actually doing essentially is using ChatGPT's large language model for understanding, for speaking, and for, like, kind of the talking bit. But they have this hooked into their own backend, their own custom solutions, so it understands all of their previous customer service requests. A common way to do this is to kind of like train a mini model or to feed a lot of data in on how their reps traditionally answer questions that people have, and essentially are, you know, training something to understand also what their if they have specific criteria for refunds, or if they have specific rules around how they deal with different things. They're feeding all of those rules, regulations, their handbooks into these chatbots, and it's really referencing that as it goes through these kind of questions and these customer support conversations. And so it's all their own custom stuff. Now, is there the possibility that one of these, you know, chatbots gets something completely wrong? There was, I think, very famously, and it's easy to kind of, when something is crazy, something that crazy happens, it's easy to dunk on this. So there was like a car dealership, and this wasn't even like Ford necessarily, but I believe it was like Ford or some GM or something in some like local town, and the dealership had like this kind of OpenAI customer support bot on there that said someone could buy a car for $1 or something silly like that. And they were like trying to, I don't know, sue it and say they could actually get the car for $1 because it's ChatGPT support bot said that. So a lot of people were dunking on this, being like, haha, you know, these will never be able to do it. Okay, obviously there's bigger companies with much more sophisticated technology than a local car dealership, which I have never known to be incredibly technologically savvy, as it's not, and maybe not savvy, but like, this isn't their job to build technology. So they just got some sort of out of the box tool that didn't work. Klarna, on the other hand, is a technology business. Of course, it's in finance. So let's talk about what their results have been in implementing this. They said that their AI assistant, which is powered by OpenAI and is now live, it's now been going for about a month globally. So they've rolled this out across the entire world. And they said that it has had 2.3 million conversations in the last month, which is 2/3 of their customer service chats. This is absolutely insane. If you start thinking about the implications of this company essentially using ChatGPT to cover 66% of their entire customer service chats on the first month they rolled it out. Like, this is the worst this chatbot will ever be. In my mind, there's no way this doesn't get to the 90-95% of their customer service chats as they train this thing and it gets better. So what they said is that it is doing the equivalent work of 700 full-time agents. This is insane. Now, I mean, I don't want to be an alarmist on jobs, but like, equivalently, you know, what essentially they're saying here is that they've been able to, or will be able to, lay off 700 full-time agents and replace them with this. They said that it is on par with human agents in regards to customer satisfaction score. This is something, you know, surprising to me, and I'm sure they had to work at this because personally, I've gotten these chatbots. I think everyone has gotten like AI, or maybe even before AI, we've gotten these like automated chatbots, you know, typically like the bank. It just reminds me of like, you know, when you call the bank and they're like, for this, press one, for this, press two, and it makes you go through like this whole thing. This honestly is a much, much better experience. It understands what your problem is. It understands how to speak, and it understands what, you know, their rules are about that, and they can actually help you very quickly. So, and I think what makes these things really powerful is beyond just chatting with you and being like, oh, have you tried checking your settings and toggling this on or off, right? Like, aside from doing that, if they actually tie this into their backend where it's like, oh, this is your issue. Okay, you qualify for a refund. Let me do the refund process. Or if they're actually able to make actionable steps, I think that's when these things become powerful. And I'm assuming this is what Klarna has done to have such a high customer satisfaction score. So what they said is that it is more accurate in errand resolution. It led to a 25% drop in repeat inquiries. So more than just the regular agents, when it solves a problem, people actually understand what the solution is, and this problem is not repeated. Now, this is again something I've experienced when, I mean, it's probably banks. I don't know why I have banks have such a bad rep for me, but I've definitely called before, stayed on the, okay, just last, you know, last grievance. Being from Canada originally, Canadian banks are significantly worse than American banks. I'm just going to say it right now. Their customer support is terrible. I have personally spent 1 hour on hold with the Bank of Montreal. Shout out to the Bank of Montreal's credit card. And after 1 hour and getting transferred to two different people to help me with an issue, they, no, you know what? I won't slander Bank of Montreal. This was the RCBC, Royal Canadian Bank, I think. Yeah, anyways, they dropped the call. And I think a lot of people have been in this situation where it's like, it probably in their like system, it was like, oh, this was a resolved thing. Like, you know, they called us, they talked to a couple people, their call's over, they're done. But like, I had to call back and wait on hold again and get the whole thing figured out, and was very frustrated after waiting an hour. So I think, you know, this is actually apparently not having that issue, not dropping their chats, but actually getting the problems solved. So I think this is interesting. The other thing that they mentioned is that customers now resolve their issues in less than 2 minutes, which was compared to 11 minutes previously. Now, I'll say what this probably has to do with is the fact that this thing can just immediately answer their question, immediately get back to them. A lot of times when you're chatting with a customer service rep on, you know, let's say a bank, since we're picking on them, it's like, hey, like, have you tried this or that? Okay, let me transfer you to someone that can help. Here, let me ask my supervisor. Let me ask about this. Let me try doing this. And it's like, they might be talking to a bunch of other people. It might take 2 minutes to respond. There's all sorts of things that happen. But with this, if it's instantaneous, I mean, cutting down from 11 minutes to 2 minutes, that actually is really significant. That is incredibly impressive. So the one other thing that I'll say that is great about this is it's available 24/7, where customer service, you know, reps are obviously on and offline. And big companies have to like be very conscious of this. If they want like a workforce around the clock, they got to try to hire people in different countries. So it's like, if you come on at a certain time of day, you're going to get someone from, let's say, India on the other side of the world. Whereas if you come on at a different time of day, you're going to get someone from, you know, a different sort of customer service center that might be in a different place. So this is how we have been traditionally trying to solve this problem. But now all of that is getting replaced. Klarna has said that this is available in 23 markets and it can communicate in 35 languages. Again, you know, just completely replaces the issue of trying to find, you know, people in all these different languages and all these different markets and all these different time zones. Customer support is very intensive and difficult for software companies. And this is really, really impressive they've been able to do this. The last thing they said in relation to all of this, and this is really the kicker that I think there's a lot to unpack here, but they said that it is estimated to be driving a $40 million USD in profit improvements to Klarna in 2024. Now, profit improvements could mean a lot of different things, right? We went over all the stats. That could be, you know, the 700 full-time agents they're replacing. That also, in my opinion, could be talking about profit improvements, you know, the 25% drop in repeat inquiries. So maybe, you know, they're not having to spend as much money or they're saving more money, or the solutions they're offering to people are helping more. So there's a lot of things I think that could kind of get packed into that. But overall, I think the big takeaway here is that with $40 million in 1 month, or I guess they're saying that's over the course of the year. So, but $40 million in profit improvement for this company, there is no way in my mind that they do not expand this, improve this, and other companies adopt this. It's not, you know, like, I know some people be debating like, oh, this is bad because I don't want to talk to a customer service bot, obviously, but if it gets better and it's more economical, it's going to happen regardless. The debate isn't if this will happen or if this should happen. The debate is like, this is 100% going to happen. What are the implications? Like 700 people laid off from Klarna, but this is going to happen across thousands of companies, effectively, you know, impacting thousands and maybe millions of people. And I would predict that a majority of these people in these customer service jobs are from probably developing nations that have lower GDP, lower, economic resources. And so potentially this could be hurting them. So, I mean, there's all sorts of speculation we can make around that. I just think it's interesting to be aware of. It's interesting to think about what this could, you know, where this could happen. And 100%, I think this impacts in one way or another. This will impact people in America and in every other country around the world just as much as, developing nations. I just bring that up because I think that's where a lot of this specific use case is from. All in all, this is a fascinating development. It's hard to say if this is good or bad. I know people will have lots of different opinions on this. At the end of the day, if AI is automating tasks, if it's making companies more, if it's making them more profitable, I know there's going to be like a camp of people that are like, big tech companies don't need to be more profitable. But on the other hand, like, you know, selfishly from my own perspective, and not selfishly because I think this can help a lot of people, but as a software entrepreneur myself, this is going to make my companies more profitable and make me be able to pursue, more innovation that I think can help people. And I think that this isn't just like me, I live in America and whatever. I think people in all sorts of countries are going to be able to do this. Perhaps people that English is not their first language will now be able to service countries and locations where, you know, there's maybe a more affluent or higher GDP, markets that they can go after because now they can do their customer service in English, right? So people that may have been from, countries that do not speak English, now they're able to target these countries, these customers, service them better, and give them a better service and make more money. So I honestly think that the global standard of living actually increases when we do this. We're talking about a billion-dollar company right now, tech company, but I think this can also actually help a lot of smaller tech companies, a lot of companies in general. And I'm really excited for the way that this will, essentially help people. I think there's going to be a lot of shifts. That's not, there's no denying that, but I also think there's a lot of opportunity. So very excited for this. I'll keep you up to date on how this rolls out. If, Klarna comes out with any other stats or who else is essentially implementing these. Overall, I think this is a fascinating development and definitely something to keep an eye on and to keep top of mind.